I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia farmers are facing more uncertainty after China announced it has stopped buying U.S. agricultural products. More from GPB's Emily Jones.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is calling for a quick end to the U.S.-China trade dispute. Trip Cofield is with the Georgia Farm Bureau. He says some Georgia farmers support the notion of better trading terms with China.
They think that they'll be better off in the end, even if there's some short-term pain. Certainly the trade aid helps, but I think if you ask them, most of them, they'd rather have a good crop and a good price and open markets.
Recently, President Trump set aside $16 billion in federal aid for farmers losing money as a result of the U.S. trade war with China. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
Students in Atlanta public schools return to class today, and one thing they won't need to bring is lunch money. That's because all APS students will have access to free breakfast and lunch this year. The district qualifies for a USDA program that covers the cost because at least 40% of the students are already eligible for free meals. Atlanta Public Schools serve more than 50,000 students. Well, a church in Plains, Georgia was packed yesterday to hear two of the state's biggest political figures teach Sunday school. Andrew Young and Jimmy Carter shared the pulpit at Maranatha Baptist Church. As president, Carter appointed Young to be his ambassador to the United Nations in 1977. Young took a moment to praise Carter for his work in the White House.
He never asked, "What is the public opinion on this?" His only question was the spiritual question. Is it the right thing for the world in which we live?
The two men avoided discussing President Trump or other current events and instead focused on preaching compassion and peace. Well, county commissioners in rural South Georgia are allowing a proposed solar farm to move forward. WALB reports commissioners in Brooke County have unanimously approved a special zoning exemption for Next Era Energy to build a solar project. The company is already building a separate solar project that's expected to come online by the end of this year. The Brooks County Development Authority is supporting the new proposal, saying it would bring in $10 million in tax revenue over the next 30 years. Well, a company that makes glass containers says it plans to build its first U.S. factory in South Georgia. Arglass Yamamura says the $123 million plant in Valdosta will employ more than 150 workers once it's complete. And in sports, Atlanta United defeated New York City FC on Sunday by a score of 2-1, jumping up to first place in the conference. Joseph Martinez scored both goals for Atlanta and set a new league record in the process. ESPN had the call.
Joseph Martinez! 10 out of 10. A new MLS record for scoring in consecutive games.
United has an international matchup on Wednesday hosting Club America, who are the champions of Mexico's top soccer league. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.